So when we linkin', tell your girls to slide to on the weekends.
You are tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
And this is Eli,
and you're listening to WGXC Acre.
Hello, listeners. My name is Rachel Ann Schulman from the Campa Hudson Radio Group. Campa Hudson Radio program led by live interview, noble guests, and the local swing countries are from the local organization and ask them what they do in their communities, what shaped their life of growing up where they are now. We also occasionally talk about sport news and other subjects and interests, such as the upcoming community events and culture happening in the area. Tune in on the fourth Sunday of every month at 3:30 in the afternoon on 90.7 FM. Past interviews are available at waveform.org. Thanks for listening and supporting the radio for an open ears at 90.7 FM WGXC. Thank you.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry, call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Nathan of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Good evening. You are tuned into a frequently visited dream on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill in Hudson, the listener-supported radio for open ears. You're here with me, Alex, for the next hour. I'm here every second Wednesday of the month at this time. So let's get into it. If you're like me, sometimes you hear about a new music release and you're like, oh cool, I'll listen to that. But then months go by and you never do. So tonight we're going to listen to some 2025 music together. And there have been a lot of exciting releases this year so far. Tonight we'll be exploring some sort of dreamy and sensual sounds that are nice for a summer twilight. So the first song we heard was October Song by Johnny Nash off an album called Point of Entry that came out in July. Johnny Nash is one third of the group Gaussian Curve. If you haven't come across Johnny's music, maybe you've come across theirs. And then the song we just heard, bear with me on the title, it's Huldrohr Hof by D.Y., spelled D-D-W-Y, I believe. They're a Welsh group, and so the title is in Welsh. It might mean summer solstice. Jury's kind of out when I googled it, but that's off of a release from July 2 called Beaming Backwards off of Test Pressing Recordings. I've been getting really into their discography. It's really, like, expansive, beautiful, and also, like, cute, sort of housey music. Really good stuff that I like a lot. Next up, this one took me a little minute to get into, which is surprising because I liked her last record a lot, Erica DeCassier, You Can't Always Get What You Want. Zero skips on this album. You see, in me is a symbol of my youth, a promise I can't keep to you. I hope you understand that this is just a body, and time will take its toll on me. Health or disease, you never know what you get. Might as well live gratefully. Sex and desire. Right. That was The Field by Blood Orange, featuring the Drudy Column, Tariq Al-Sabir, Caroline Polachek, and Daniel Caesar. Lots of talent on that track. That is a single on Blood Orange's forthcoming album called Essex Honey, coming out later this year. I believe his 6th full-length album. Before that was Real Life by Ecopia, off of an album also coming out later this year that will be called Blush Response. And before that was Erica DeCazier, You Can't Always Get What You Want, off an album called Lifetime that came out in May. Next up, some new music by the band Camp St. Helene. Please hold.
This is The Ladder by Campbell McGrath. The past, a dust-covered shoebox recovered from my mother's attic, does not open easily. Webs of duct tape the ladder one must climb into the unfinished attic, hot as a coffin. Going up, the light bulb shatters against my skull and the shadows deepen. But in the end it yields and photographs spill across the kitchen table like playing cards. She in her beautiful wedding dress, my father in the uniform of youth. There I am, with a cap gun and cowboy hat on Christmas morning some geologic age ago. Further in, deep down to the antique black and white images, yellow margined, crimped with age, back with carefully penciled notes. My grandmother beside the cottage in Donegal. My grandfather, newly arrived in America. On a New York City rooftop with two friends nobody remembers the names of. Donegal, the green archaism, and Manhattan in the 1930s, polyglot dynamo. All that was great about the 20th century, fermenting in its democratic casks. And there, in battered Irish tintype, is my great-grandmother, Margaret McGuire. I've never seen her before. I've never even thought to imagine her. Widowed young, turned away by her husband's impoverished people, with three daughters to raise and only needlework to keep them. Monogrammed handkerchiefs and lace-edged linen tablecloths, a life. Beyond my powers of narrative comprehension, notations I cannot translate from ancient script. Donegal derives from the Irish Dún na Nagal, Dún meaning fort or tower or castle, and Nagal meaning foreigner, outlander, stranger, in memory of the conquerors who occupied it. The castle of the stranger, which is another name for the past.
That it could take me away from here now.
Hey, hi, hello. You are tuned into a frequently visited dream on WGXC, a little ways over the halfway point of the show tonight. And I gotta be honest, guys, I didn't set up my show session the way I usually like to, and it's resulting in some technical challenges. So if you're thinking the transitions are not as sick as usual, that's why, but we get on with it. So the song you just heard was called Tokyo One by Emily A. Sprague off of their forthcoming album on Revenge called Cloud Time. Just the first single that just came out, I think it was this week, maybe it was last week, but the full album comes out on October 10th. I should say that we just heard a sort of block of music by great musicians based here in the Hudson Valley, including Emily. And then before that, super fresh music from Constant Smiles, a song called Time Measured in Moonflowers, came out today, and they've just announced their album titled Moonflowers, which will be coming out on November 7th. And before that, we heard two songs by Camp St. Helene. One was Call for Me, the other was Three Clouds Pass the Sun. And over that one, we had a reading by Nora Knight. Those Camp St. Helene songs are off of an EP called Call for Me that came out earlier this year on Misery Mother Records. Came out with a sort of epic visual album directed by Silken Weinberg, who has done visuals for Ethel Kane in the past, so check that out if that sounds interesting to you. I wanted to say that Camp St. Helene has a show locally coming up at September 13th at the Meadowlark Festival in Stone Ridge, New York. Tickets and more information are available at campsthelene.com. I also wanted to mention on Thursday, August 28th, Liz Ibarra, who is the lead singer of Camp St. Helene, will be in conversation with Mike Amari of Chosen Family, and I'll be doing an all-vinyl DJ set. This is going to be for WGXC's Breaking the Algorithm IRL event. This is a new monthly event series upstairs at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, and is inspired and part of the Local Waves initiative that Mike Amari of Chosen Family has been spearheading here on WGXC. It's part conversation with like a local music person and part DJ set by a WGXC programmer. Basically, it's an event where we can all come together, hang out, listen to music, chill, eat food, drink, play pool, etc. All right, next up, gonna play a song by Cross Record called Right Thing by Me, off an album called Crush Me. Cross Record is the musical project of Emily Cross. You might recognize her voice as the singer of Loma. She's also a death doula and just an all-around impressive multimedia artist who I admire a lot.
Bye. and sit in my little house. I try to feel something that I like. Ooh, when I get bored of looking inside myself, I always open windows at night. There's a tornado swing and it's rocking me right to sleep. Thank you for recording. There's a tornado swing and it's rocking me right to sleep. Getting me up, but thank you for recording. The city lights are fading the stars away. So I don't bother looking outside. Sometimes I cry when the fireworks on display. I hope the cloud never dies. The keepers on the loose with all the lights away. Thank you for recording. My little lady was asked to. I watched the house burn down cause I know that he hasn't been. Thank you for recording. My little lady was asked to. There's a tornado swing with all the lights away. Thank you for recording.
That was Thank You for Recording by OK Lou off her album Choke Enough, which came out earlier this year. Such an ethereal and fun song. And before that was a song called Hebamory by Any, A-N-Y, off an album called Mega Mercy. I believe it was their first release. Super cool harp stuff. And before that was Right Thing by Me by Cross Record. And I'll be signing off shortly here for the month. Thank you for listening. Before I do, here is a message and a poem from my friend Rajesh.
This is a poem I came across in a book called Let This Radicalize You. It's by Kelly Hayes and Miriam Kappa. I think anyone who is searching for guidance and wants to learn more about organizing and reciprocal care networks, it's really, really great. And this poem kicks off a chapter called Hope and Grief Can Coexist. And the poem by Katie Ferris goes like this. Why write love poetry in a burning world? To train myself in the midst of a burning world, to offer poems of love to a burning world. Period.
Thanks, Rajesh. All right, so I'll close out tonight's show with a song called Serena's Riff by an artist who's a friend of mine called Jade Lane. They make super inventive, novel yet like familiar MIDI based music that's really impressive to me. But yeah, thanks so much for listening to A Frequently Visited Dream. I'll be back here next month. And stay tuned in for Defenestrated up next. Peace and love.
You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live